So what are your feelings about getting picked by the Cardinals?
I can't hear. I didn't hear you. What did you say?
I said, what are your feelings about getting picked by the Cardinals?
I couldn't think of a better team to go to, man. I spent so much time out there with Classic, man. That's kind of like became my second home, man, over the past year. Just to be a part of the organization now, man. So blessed, man, and to play with Patrick again, man. That's all I ever asked for.
Obviously, this is a very emotional time for you. Did you know you were going to react this way, you think?
No, the whole time, man, I was telling myself, you know, I'm not going to cry, man. I'm not going to cry. You know, I've been playing football my whole life, but it was different this time, man. Cause all this stuff I've been through now, the criticism and the scrutiny, man, I kept my head up and I just kept fighting, man. And just to see it all come back around again, man. I know I'm on the right track.
Did the Cardinals tell you an idea how they want to use you as a nickel corner, free safety?
They basically told me, man, they want me to come up in there and they want me to compete. You know, whether that's cornerback, nickel, safety, they want me to be the best player that I can be. And for me, I played all those positions, man. And I just want to go out there and give him my all, man, no matter what position they put me at.
How much did they discuss the issues in your past when you had conversations with the Cardinals?
I mean, we discussed them, you know, but their biggest thing, man, they want to be able to trust me. You know, they want to be able to know that, man, I've crossed that bridge. And, you know, in order to do that, you know, us and the Cardinals, me and the Cardinals are going to agree to a contract. And, you know, in order for that contract to go through, then I'm going to have to do certain things, and I'm going to have to be certain faces, and that's my responsibility, and I accept it.
What does it mean to be able to come here with Patrick here? Obviously, you've been spending a lot of time with him leading up to the draft.
Hey, like I said, man, it's a blessing, man. It's humbling. You know, I remember how I did this thing at LSU, and, you know, that's what I wanted to be like. That's what I wanted to play like. And to get a second chance to play with him, man, and that's like another dream come true for me. Because he's done so much for me, man. He stuck his neck out there, man. He's always there for me. Embraced me, you know, shut me into his home. And, you know, I want to do it for myself, man. I want to do it for the Cardinals, man. But I want to do this for Patrick, man. Patrick was one of the few who believed in me, man, 7 months ago.
Can you say a little more about what did you mean when you said there's certain things you're going to have to meet in your contract or something to stay with the Cardinals? Is it anything other than the ordinary?
If it's a drug test, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, that's what I have to do. You know, if it's meeting with counselors and therapists and, you know, the sports psychologists, and those are meetings that I'm going to have to make. You know, those are mandatory meetings. And, you know, it doesn't matter what they put in my contract, you know. I'm happy that they gave me a second chance. So it can be anything they put in there, man. I'm all for it.
You said you feel like you're on the right track. Do you feel like, I mean, where do you feel like you are in this process? I mean, do you feel like you have a long way to go, or?
I've came a long way, you know, and I've changed my entire lifestyle, man. I've changed my way of thinking. You know, and even in the past few months, I mean, even in the past month, you know, with all the articles and all the rest of the BS that's been coming out, I mean, that's old. That's not towering today. You know, that was towering 7-8 months ago. You know, but I'm just proud of myself, man, and I'm proud of the people around me that we didn't let none of those things get to us. You know, we didn't let nothing get in our way. You know, we stayed clean, we stayed on the right track, and we stay motivated, and so I'm just proud to be a Cardinal.
Who's helped you the most right now get through all that?
You said who's helped me the most?
Yeah, just in dealing with the
it'll have to be Patrick, man. And like I said, 7 months ago, he was the only one who believed in me. You know, he flew me to Arizona. You know, he let me stay in his parents' house, man. He made sure that I was doing the right thing. And he's been everything for me.
How does it feel? I mean, even today, there's Bill Polian on ESPN saying he wouldn't draft you at any price and that you're a bad teammate. How do you feel? How do you react to that?
That doesn't get to me. I was a two-time captain of LSU. I only played two seasons. You can ask any teammate I ever played with. The reason that they play hard was because I played hard. So I don't let those type of things get to me, man. I've made my mistakes. I've had my habit that I had to shake, and that was marijuana. I was never a bad teammate. Only thing I did for my teammates was encourage them, motivate them to be All-Americans, and motivate them to be the best that they can be. So nobody could ever take that away from me.
Thank you, Tyron.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.